Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is The All Local.
From the Delaware Valley Honda Studios, get a deal you'll like on a Honda you'll love. I'm KYW News Radio's Kirk Dorn, and here's what's happening. The family of a victim of the King Sessing mass shooting 2 years ago is suing the company that sold the shooter part of the gun they used to allegedly carry out the massacre. KYW's Nigel Thompson has the details.
An aspiring actor and talented artist beloved by his community. That's just one of the many ways Jack O'Neill described Joseph Wama Jr.
He was so important to his family, and his family are just wonderful people, and they're devastated.
Wama Jr. was the first of five people killed by suspected shooter 40-year-old Kim Brady Carricker between July 2nd and 3rd, 2023 in King Sessing. The shooting spree was one of the deadliest in Philadelphia history. O'Neill is now one of the lawyers for Wama Jr.'s parents as they take an Indiana-based businessman and two of his businesses to court for selling Carricker a part of the assault rifle he used in the massacre.
This lower receiver, which is what you need to have an operable firearm, is a firearm. These out-of-state companies sell them online secretly and with no serial number. What they're doing is they're providing people that otherwise couldn't obtain a weapon, they're providing them the ability to have these deadly weapons.
In Carricker's case, the 2003 gun charge would have prevented him from buying a gun legally. The Wama's lawsuit is the second brought against the ghost gun company spawning from the King Sessing massacre. The city brought a previous suit regarding the handgun Carricker allegedly used, and it was settled for more than $1 million last year.
A fire investigation in Chester County is now a criminal investigation after investigators found an illegal marijuana growing operation in a house that caught fire Thursday night. The fire broke out just after 7:30 on Jessica Terrace near Victoria Court in Euclid Township, and six fire departments spent around 3 hours putting the fire out. No one was hurt, but there was significant damage done to the house, with the worst of it on the roof and second floor. It was during the course of the emergency response that authorities discovered the marijuana growing operation. They have yet to release any details on the scope of the operation. Euclid Township Police continue to investigate. Police in South Jersey are investigating whether more than three dozen car robberies over the past couple of weeks in two townships are connected. The latest break-ins were reported to police in Medford Township in Burlington County just before 1 o'clock Friday morning. And around a dozen cars across three different developments were hit. Authorities first found a stolen Dodge Ram on Butler Court in a development not far off Route 70. They determined it was stolen from a house on nearby Milton Drive. Investigators say the perpetrators also targeted unlocked cars in the Medford Chase and Taunton Trace developments. They're trying to see if the break-ins are connected with a string over the two-week span in Evesham Township. Authorities say about 21 cars have been broken into in that time. Police are asking for anyone that could have surveillance footage of the robberies to get in touch. In a light drizzle, more than 100 people sat on the steps of the Philadelphia School Administration building yesterday afternoon and silently read books. It was a read-in, and it was to push for more certified librarians in district schools. Deb Cockle is with the Philadelphia Alliance to Restore School Librarians.
We really want to bring awareness to the fact that the city kids need school libraries and certified school librarians. Only five of the schools right now have librarians. Many of the schools do not even have a central school library.
The Alliance says there's one certified librarian for every 39,000 students in the district. The district says it's added six new libraries and two multimedia centers since 2010, and it's planning to do an analysis of school libraries in general. A kitten that was up for adoption at the Burlington County Animal Shelter tested positive for rabies. KYW's John McDevitt reports anyone who came in contact with the animal is being encouraged to see their doctor.
A black and brown kitten found in Maple Shade was brought to the Burlington County Animal Shelter in West Hampton as a stray. The animal was quarantined as part of normal protocol. The kitten was cleared from quarantine on June 19th and made available for adoption on June 24th. The animal started to show symptoms of rabies and was tested. The results were positive. The Burlington County Health Department wants anyone who visited the shelter between June 19th and June 24th and were bit, scratched, or had contact with a kitten's saliva to seek medical attention.
And that's the All Local. I'm Kirk Dorn. Listen live anytime on the Odyssey app and on your smart speaker. Just say, play KYW News Radio.
The All Local is sponsored by your Delaware Valley Honda dealers.
Now's the time for a great deal on a new Honda. Meet the next generation of vehicles. Check out the Honda Prologue, Accord Hybrid, or Civic Hybrid. For a limited time, well-qualified buyers can get a 0.99% APR on a 2025 Prologue, a 2.99% APR on a 2025 Accord Hybrid, or a 4.99% APR on a 2025 Civic Hybrid. Hurry into your Honda dealer today.
See dealer for financing details. Excludes Civic Si and Type R.